Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, this is, you guys are looking so confused right now. This is the Italian Brain Rot song.
Oh, I was like, dude,
are listening to.
Did Akon drop a new album?
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. Earlier, we were talking about the Falcons social media. They put out the Falcons players identifying different Italian brain rot characters, and we were all completely stumped on what it is.
Still stumped.
Apparently, kids are very obsessed with this.
I'm not going to lie. That song was
kind of a bop.
The song was kind of vibey.
It felt like we were pulling up in couples retreat at the dock, and we're getting off. We're like, man, this place is beautiful. You know, oh, look, they got fish in the floor, you know?
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, we're going to get to Top 5 Tuesday in a moment. Dylan is actually taking this one over today. Last time, he started a citywide controversy, so I'm a little bit nervous about this one. But before we do, I have to admit, I might be disappointed in myself this morning. I might not. The jury is still out. It's been a minute since I have fallen for a targeted ad. But I did recently. They hit me hard.
Which social media got you?
Oh, all of them. Facebook, Instagram. They know. They've been hearing me talk about I'm doing mornings again, I need energy. And so I've been hit hard with the mushroom coffee ads.
Oh!
And so I'm drinking, and I absolutely hate mushrooms.
All right, party on, Wayne.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You don't eat mushrooms?
No, I hate mushrooms.
And we're talking about for the food type, not the microdosing type, but I mean,
both, but.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think it's like a coffee version of this, right?
Yeah, it's a coffee version. So it's like lion's mane mushrooms is very good for your neurotransmitters, apparently.
They've got some in Georgia hemp that's in the capsules.
Yeah.
And
the capsules?
Capsules.
Yeah.
You know what?
Available.
He put an I in there.
If you listen really closely to our Echo Park Speedway commercial, he says available. Available at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
I love
is this,
it.
Is this where you want? Is this what you? Is this what
I
we're
don't
doing?
Know. I just I couldn't.
Is this
help.
What we're doing?
I know.
Is this where you want to be?
Sorry. Huh? Yeah. Well, and the mushroom caplets are available,
but
online as well.
At Georgia Hemp Company. And Georgia Hemp.
Make sure you get your capsules today.
Capsules.
Hey, let me tell you something. You should probably sit this one out, big dog. Because you're about to turn the city upside down with another ridiculously bad list. But they have the pills.
There you go.
From Georgia Hemp, of the mushroom that you can take. And I took them for a while when we first started this show. I text Joe and was like, dude, my brain is like not awake. And I ran out, Joe, if you want to, send me a shipment. But they're good. They do help. They absolutely do help.
I have been hearing a lot of good things. It's lower caffeine and it has all these, amino acids and stuff in it. And I just fell for it. Have you guys fallen for any recently?
Amazon gets me on a daily. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not necessarily buying everything, but the Amazon targeted ads, I'm definitely clicking on and being like, that's a good price for that. Like stuff I completely have no use for.
And you could have it today between 2 and 5.
Exactly.
If you just add $2.
Exactly.
No, or you add something, buy something else.
Yeah.
It goes over. I've been getting targeted lately with the, these are the 7 steps I had for this life or healthy living, or I am pain free in my joints because I took these 7 steps.
Yeah.
I actually bought some of them. They're, I gotta Google.
Did you get like turmeric or something?
No.
Okay.
I thought that's like for your stomach.
I think it's for your joints.
All of it.
Wait. Time out. Mike, what did you call it?
Turmeric.
I thought it was pronounced turmeric.
It is turmeric.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought there was an extra R in there.
Nah, I mean, if we got to get on, if we're going to get on phone, we got to get you. I was like, hold on now. We got to be fair.
When the unjust comes around.
Yeah, DJ Grammar Police over here. I cannot even pronounce what this is. The bottle says it's MSM, but it's called meth something. I don't know. Oh, methyl sulfonyl methane.
Sounds good for you.
and it's supposed to basically help with like joint pain and everything. And I take it and it, I mean, it helps sometimes. I don't know. Some days not.
Yeah.
Depends on if I drink.
Dylan, I know we got to get to it. All right. But I just want you to, when we get back for wake up call at 8, I want you to pull up turmeric on the Google pronunciations.
Uh-oh.
Okay. He's got a receipt.
Might have a beef.
Uh-oh. He's got a receipt.
Might have a beef. But until then.
Well, the best part's one of y'all's wrong.
And before I let this man get diarrhea of the mouth during mic'd up and spew out whatever his top five desserts from fast food restaurants are, let me remind you that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Dylon, be very careful here, my friend, but go ahead.
Another fire list coming your way. I have three honorable mentions. Three honorable mentions because, again, we're just going through desserts here, so it won't take long to get through my three honorable mentions. Honorable mention number one, the Hershey's Sundae Pie at Burger King.
Okay.
Oh.
Any of you had the Hershey Sundae Pie
we're
at Burger King?
Bad foot.
It's been a couple decades.
It's also mention. Get it from the Publix freezer section. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Right. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like saying, you know, come on, dude.
Okay.
Anyway.
Right, wow. Why aren't you judgy?
I was about to say, I see where this might be going
you're
with old Mikey
like
P.
You're a big bully
this
today.
This is Dylon's.
You're
time.
A bully today.
Okay.
All right. Next honorable mention, the cookies and cream milkshake from Chick-fil-A. It is not in the top five. Okay. It is honorable mention.
All right. We're veering back the right direction.
There we go.
I'm all over that.
All right. Last honorable mention before we get into the top five, the chocolate malt from Dairy Queen. The chocolate malt from Dairy Queen.
Did they flip that one over too?
No, yeah. No.
What do you mean flip it over? Oh, no, they don't flip. I don't think, no, they don't have to flip
the
top.
That's the Blizzard.
You only got to flip the Blizzard. Okay. Over. I know because I used to work at Dairy Queen, by the way. I was actually,
dang.
I was actually very good at making Blizzards.
There it is.
But chocolate malt, if you like Whoppers, it's basically like a milkshake version of Whoppers,
yum.
Almost.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Let's go ahead and
so
get into it.
You just got a regular chocolate milkshake on there then, basically.
No, it's different because it's just different. If you haven't had it, I can't explain it. You just
a Whopper's not just chocolate.
You just need, one of the three honorable mentions that you hit on. Okay.
Here is number five. This is the one where I'm putting y'all on because I guarantee y'all none of you have tasted this before.
Uh-oh.
And you need to go try it. The pineapple dragon fruit frosted lemonade from Chick-fil-A. Now, before I continue, do you all know what the frosted, just a regular frosted lemonade is at Chick-fil-A?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Frosted lemonade?
It's just iced lemonade, right?
I mean, no. See,
okay.
You already got the game.
All right, I'm sorry.
Up.
Go ahead.
A frosted lemonade at Chick-fil-A, and this is why the frosted lemonades at Chick-fil-A are special. They got ice cream in them. They got some of the ice cream in the frosted lemonade.
Okay.
So it's a mixture of like ice cream, the lemonade, and so, you know, it's a good mixture.
The lemonade float.
I respect what you're doing. Okay.
So
well, I don't want anything with pineapple in it because this is garbage.
It's good as a drink, but it's pineapple dragon fruit. So it's the lemonade, but it has the pineapple dragon fruit flavor in it too. It's so good.
As the resident fat kid, I will tentatively sign off. Okay. That's fine. That's fine at five.
So, all right. So that is my number five. Now we're getting into the rest of the four are going to be ones that you all know. And so here's where I think the real judgment is going to come from. Let's get to number four.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Oreo Blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
You know what you're going to get, but it's not blowing you away to the point where it has to be, to me, in the top three or the top two.
Well, then why is it in the top five?
Because it's still consistent. It's so good.
It's very good.
Let me ask you this. Do you really think it's better than the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard? Because it's not.
I think it is. I think it is. I think it is.
I can answer that. It's not.
I love the reasoning. It's not.
My only issue with this being where it's at, and it's number four, right?
Yeah, number four.
The only issue I have with this is it feels like you can get this at most places. And I know that there's a twist. Like the McFlurry, or Five Guys has got the Oreo. Like you can go to a bunch of different places and get this Oreo version of whatever this place does.
So, well, again, I'm doing. Can most of these you can probably get somewhere else because it's fast food dessert. Okay.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you describe it the exact same way you did when you introduced it and why it was four? Can you do that for me real quick?
Yes.
I'm not trying to pick on you. I want to rehear it.
Oreo Blizzard because it is very consistent, but it's not super special to the point where it needs to be in the top two or the top three.
Okay. So and that's part of my reason. First off, it's not better than Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard, but secondly, it you can't describe it as not special in the top five. It's got to be special to be in the top five.
It's a special where it's like that good to where it needs to be in there, but again, you know what you're going to get.
And Oreos better than Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
By themselves? No, but in a Blizzard?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I respect it. I'm not disrespectful to it. Just is not better than Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard.
That's your opinion, man.
Might have been one for me, really. I love those.
All right.
So good.
Moving on to number three. The just regular vanilla ice dream. You got to make sure you get the name right. The ice dream cone at Chick-fil-A.
No.
First of all,
boring.
Let me tell you what sets the ice dream cone at Chick-fil-A than all the other regular ice cream cones out there. The kind of icy texture that it has. It's not too icy, obviously, but it has a little bit of a icy type of, I don't even know, I want to call it thick texture because it's not necessarily thick, but it just has a different texture that I really, really love. And it's like, it's creamy and icy at the same time. Like, I just don't know how to put my finger on it, but it's just, the texture sets it apart.
So far, this list is very vanilla.
I will say, because I know we got to move on. I just looked this up, and it says that because of the way it is put together, the ice dream lasts 10 more minutes in direct sun than the McDonald's version of this.
I believe it.
Yeah,
10 I believe more it minutes.
Well, that's so. Probably you probably need that 10 minutes because this is not knocking my boots off right here.
Okay, let's move on to number two. And again, these are the best. These are the cream of the crop, the go-to ones.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind.
I'm trying.
The M&M McFlurry at McDonald's, number two.
Okay, I'm going to give you credit here because I am a fan of the M&M McFlurry.
Yeah, better than the Oreo.
It is better than the Oreo. It's better than the Dream Cone or that ridiculous-ass lemonade you had on there.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I just don't think it's two, but I respect this. And I actually, this is the first thing you've mentioned in your top five that I would order over any of the other ones.
And then that's why it's at the top. That's why it's number two.
I'll save comment until after this next one.
Yeah, I didn't hear the first one.
Number one. The undisputed champion. The one that if you need a dessert, a cheap dessert, a late night snack, whatever the case may be, the vanilla Frosty at Wendy's.
Okay.
The vanilla Frosty. Bro, come
he's
on.
He's dead on. The Wendy's Frosty had to be number one.
It's vanilla, though. It's
Thank
vanilla
you.
One, though. It's
Dude.
Vanilla. I love vanilla. Vanilla is my favorite flavor.
Better, but yes.
Dylan,
can you do the swirl?
Yeah, you can do the swirl.
Allie is on this. Mike's right, too. You had to have a Frosty on here.
Yes.
Allie's right, though. It's the chocolate Frosty. You can dip your french fries in it.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
Dip your french fry in the
I had
vanilla.
No clue your taste buds were so freaking vanilla.
I
because
know.
This, just hold on. I'm not. I know everybody thinks I jump on you. I'm not. But you're just, your desserts are, I mean, I was expecting
I
it, after
vanilla.
That list to have like an apple turnover on there or something.
Yeah, or where's the Choco Taco?
You're just very like, everything you had was vanilla.
That's not fast food.
Everything you did was vanilla.
I'm actually, and maybe I just set my sights too low. I'm actually okay with most parts of this list. I think I had such a low expectation. Like I thought for sure that we were going to get Domino's lava cake and the cinnamon twist.
Now I will say this:
yeah.
I almost put the Domino's
and it's fire.
The marble brownie cookie.
Yes.
I almost put that on there.
It is solid.
I almost put that on there. It did
solid.
Run across my mind. I will say this: I don't always have. I like to adventure out. Like I like the gooey butter cake ice cream at Jenny's, but it's not fast food. Like that's a specific place. Again, we niched it down to fast food desserts.
Correct.
Well, we got to go to break, but real quick, this is just like your Nintendo list.
Wow.
Like you said, top five video games, and it was all Nintendo. This is top five desserts. It's all vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
Everything.
I'm a lover of vanilla.
Wow.
Top five vanilla ice cream fast food desserts.
Yes.
Coming up, we have the wake-up call. Please call in and tell Dylan how wrong he is about the top five fast food desserts. 404.
Won't be hard.
726-0929. Plus, we're going to get back into the top 20 most important Falcons players. Bo and Mike only have five left. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.